This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Namaste, bitches. It's Teresa Giudice, and I'm not with my co-host today. I'm with my producer, Pat. Hi, Pat.
Hi, I am not Melissa Feaster.
I know. Guys, I just wanted to apologize for Melissa not being here. I feel so bad for her. She's been so sick. Like, she's been sick since last week. That's why we didn't record last week, and she's still sick. She was in the ER. In the hospital, so I feel really bad for her. Keep praying for her. And yeah, her kids were sick, so it's, you know, like, you know, she'll be back on her feet, you know, soon, right,
Pat? Yeah. She's getting better, and of anybody that I know, she's the biggest baller and fighter. So if she could be here, she would. So yeah, next week she'll be here. And we all know, if you've had little kids that go to school, they bring home every virus, and it's just constantly a circle of just sickness.
That's what everyone said. I mean, thank God. I said to her, I don't remember. My kids were not thrower uppers. They didn't throw up. Because I hear that happens to her a lot. Her kids throw up a lot. Mm-hmm. And like, my kids always were sick with the throat, sore throat, and what ended up turning into sometimes strep throat. Yeah. That was like my kids' thing. That's, you know, that was their thing. Like if you look at their history, like, that's what it was. But like, her and throwing up, I feel bad for her, because that's like a lot to clean that up. Oh my God. Like,
and then especially if you're not feeling well and your kids are sick.
Yeah.
The worst.
I mean, she has a nanny. So thank God.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank God. Yeah. Are you like a person who's scared to throw up?
We don't throw up. Thank God. Me and my kids don't throw up. Like, the only time I throw up is if I'm drinking too much. Yeah. Like,
and then you like welcome it. You want to throw up.
Yeah. Like I threw up this summer in Mykonos.
Yeah. I remember you talking about that.
And before that, I can't even remember the last time I threw up.
Okay, yeah. So when you drink too much, are you somebody that gets hungover? Like, you really get hungover bad the next day, or can you?
No, if once I throw up, then I'm fine. Then I'm fine. Yeah, if I throw up, then I get it out of my system and I'm fine. And yeah, no, I'm pretty much fine the next day. I just take Tylenol or Advil and I'm good. I'm good to go.
Do you remember back in school when some unfortunate kid, I felt so bad for those kids that would accidentally throw up in class? Or in school, and
yeah.
the worst. And then there are people, it was like the domino effect that people will start getting sick.
Yeah. Oh my God. I remember that. And then they would put this powder over.
Like sandpaper or sand.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Sawdust.
Yeah.
I would instantly transfer to another school.
I mean, what was the last time we saw somebody throw up and it was like right in front of our faces? Like, where was that? I can't remember right now. It was like, I can't remember right now.
Like, it'd be so embarrassing. It'd be so embarrassing to be that person that throws up in public, and especially as a kid.
Oh yeah. Oh no, I know. Thank God. That's what I'm saying. My kids never, they didn't, thank God, because that's like, first of all, it's messy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a lot of, I'm just saying, it's just a lot, you know, it's tiring, you know, yeah, to keep, you know, picking that up over and then. And then even if you have the runs, that thing, yeah. Too, like, that's like not good. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so not good. So thank you, God, for like, oh my, I'm glad I didn't have that.
So, so yeah. Bad. So we thought it'd be fun today. Yesterday, on Tuesday, on your account and on Namaste Bitches Pod on Instagram, yeah, throughout wanting to get questions for you, because it's been a while since, you know, got a lot of new listeners on the podcast, and people with Jersey coming out in a couple of months again, wanting to know more about you and have some questions for you.
Okay, I love that. I love to hear that.
So we got a ton of
love to answer everyone's questions. Yes.
I know you are. You're like one of the most, you'll answer. I remember seeing you at BravoCon and at the live event. Like, I remember after the live event, you stayed for 2 hours after to make sure you talk to every single person. Like, you could barely walk when you got back to your dressing room, but that's just what you do.
Yeah, I was, yeah. Cause you know what? I'm grateful for them. I'm grateful for the fans. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. So that's why.
That's true. Okay. So first question is from Bambi.
Yeah.
I-4183. How does Teresa feel being one of two remaining OGs on Housewives on the Housewives franchise?
How do I feel? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the feeling is.
I mean, it's kind of like you're an OG. Like, you.
Yeah, I'm an OG. Like, I was like the first one to started my Housewife for New Jersey, like one of them. And it feels good.
Did you think when you first started that, how many seasons are you in? Going to be 14?
Yeah, 14's going to come on.
That you'd still be, they'd still have a show at season 14 and that you'd still be on it.
I never even thought about it. Never even crossed my mind, like thinking I was going to, like, never even thought about it. Yeah. Never thought, oh, I'm going to be on TV for this many years. No, I just, I just go with the flow. That's like how I roll. I just go with the flow.
Well, that was a good question. All right, let's go to the next one. It's from Bianc_B_M. When is the next Namaste Live event happening?
Oh yeah, I don't know. We have to figure that out. You know, maybe in the spring, right? I mean, we have to get that together.
We're trying to work on some, like a little maybe mini tour or something to some other larger cities where there's like,
yeah, that would be so much fun. Yeah. I would definitely want to do that in the spring. Yeah.
It'd be fun. But make sure you keep tabs, follow Teresa and Melissa and Namaste Bitches on Instagram, and all the info will be up there.
Yes. Follow me on Instagram. Yeah. Namaste Bitches Pod and Melissa. Yes.
Okay. Next from all Roni Facts.
What is my favorite thing about Melissa Feaster? My favorite thing is that she makes me laugh.
She's crazy.
Yeah, I love people that make me laugh. Like, she's just, you know, she's so much fun. See, that's the thing. She's so much fun. She's a ball of fire. Yeah, she's just like very outgoing. Like, so that's what I love about her.
And she has so much energy.
Yeah, so much, exactly. So yes, so much energy. And like, yeah, like when someone's like that, it gets you going. So it's a good thing.
Right. So knowing that, the fact that she's not here means she's really not feeling good.
Yes. Yeah. No, for her not to be here, it's crazy. Even last week, like, I was shocked. That was the first time we missed an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
And then it's so crazy. People make up lies about what's going on with me and Melissa Feaster. Like, people seriously probably need to get a life.
And okay.
You know what I love about that? They don't stop talking about me, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So I guess when they stop talking about you, then that's when it's not a good thing. So they keep making up these stories, these lies about, you know, me, Melissa, even I think I heard that last week I was getting divorced. Did you hear that one?
Yeah. My friend Megan Olivi sent me this TikTok, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I sent it to you and you're like, not true.
Babe. Yes. Like,
where does that start?
Like, first of all, it could start from people on my cast, obviously. Let's just say it the way it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because, you know, I mean, there is a history of them lying, you know, the people on my cast, like, that's what they do. And so right there is the number one. I mean, if I had to be a detective, that's where I would like go first. It's like my cast members, not all of them, obviously certain ones.
Right.
And we will see that in the new season coming. Like, who, you know, who those certain people are, but I'm sure people already know. So,
have a good idea.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know, I guess maybe because I was in Miami without my husband and maybe people were thinking that. It's like, I went to a charity event in Miami Pause for You. If anyone would love to donate to that charity, I'd be so grateful. And it's a rescue, rescue dogs.
I was just going to ask you what that is.
Yeah. I used to be on the board, and then it just got, it ended up, you know, getting too much for my two friends, Eve and Rosanna. I introduced them and now they're on the board. So yeah. Cause they live like, they both have houses in Florida. So I just couldn't go to the meetings and stuff like that. So, but like, they asked me to go this year and I went. I donated my time and I went. So, and Louis had a business trip, so he couldn't come. And then he was like, you go with your friends. You know, he's like, you and Jen. And it ended up being like, you know, it was a great weekend. And we ended up, you know, enjoying the sun and then going to the charity event. I saw Alexia from Miami. She came.
That's cool.
And it was like a wonderful weekend. And I guess because Louis wasn't with me, maybe they're getting a divorce because
that has to suck.
We are attached at the hip. We really are, and I love it. Like I love being with my husband. Like I really enjoy being with my husband. Like mm-hmm. I really do. But yeah, I mean, he's cool with me going. Like, and last year I went to Bali, and it was another girl's trip. And you know, he was like, "Go have a great time." So it's like, yeah. I do things on my own. Yeah.
I mean, that shows that there's trust in your relationship and these people need to focus on something else, like in their own life, instead of worrying about what you're doing.
But then I was thinking, you know, this is good that they talk about me.
That's true.
You know, cause then I guess I guess people are still interested in me, you know? So it's like, so it's like a good thing, right? Cause if they keep talking about you, it's a good thing. So I'm like, keep talking about me, baby. You know, it's like, I know the truth and that's all that matters. And like, I know, you know, listen, I've been doing this. I guess you have to have thick skin in this business. Otherwise, you won't survive, you know? Yeah. And you have to be able to let things just roll off your shoulder and not let it bother you, you know?
Yeah, so. You have to for your own sanity. And then after that was out, then I love that you posted that picture and it just says one happy island. It's like,
oh, yeah. Yes. Do you like it? Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. That was funny. It's like obviously not getting divorced.
Yeah. I mean, like, I adore my husband. Absolutely love, love, love him so much. Yeah. I mean, you know, I know we make a lot of people sick because we are still in our love bubble, which we are. I mean, we've only been married a year and a half. So, yeah. So we're still lovey-dovey. And I want to stay like that. He's really, truly my soulmate. I feel it. A lot of psychics have told me that he's like your soulmate.
Really?
Yeah. It's so crazy. Like I met my soulmate at 48, you know? So if anybody's out there thinks that they're not going to meet their soulmate, never give up because just keep manifesting it and it will happen. Yeah.
I met my soulmate at 44 and we're still in the love bubble.
See that?
And there's nothing better than finding the right person that you're supposed to be with because you enjoy doing everything with them. But then if you're doing stuff separate, it's not a big deal. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, you know what the great thing is when I came back from Miami, I want him always, but like being away from him for like, I saw him Friday and then I saw him like I got home really late Sunday night. Our flight landed at 12. Oh no, then I ended up missing him. Right. Cause he ended up going to California for work. So I didn't even see him. So when he came back from California, oh my God. Like, yeah, it was crazy. Like I missed him so much. Yeah.
Get the Gatorade out. Right.
Yeah. And then we celebrated Melania's 18th birthday this weekend.
That's crazy.
So we did that. Yeah. She turned 18. So we had a ski weekend with the kids. I got them a condo right on the mountain, ski on, ski off.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. They had the best time. Melania thanked me after the weekend was over. She's like, mommy, thank you so much. I had the best weekend ever. She had so much fun. So, and then Louie and I stayed at the hotel, near the mountain. So I let them, you know, do their thing.
Oh, they stayed in the house by themselves?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hello, Melania's an adult.
I know, and that's right.
And Gia was there. Gia and her boyfriend and little Louie was there. I mean, he's 20. Adriana stayed one night. And then the other nights, she ended up doing her own thing. She, you know, she came back home and hung out with her friends.
Yeah, I guess they're not kids anymore.
Yeah, they're adults now. Mm-hmm. Yes. So it was good. We had a great weekend. And the kids had so much fun skiing because we live in New Jersey. So you have to, you know, if you live in New Jersey, it's good to ski, you know?
Yeah.
It's you have good to know how to ski. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's
even cool though we didn't get any snow, but they said the conditions were good.
Good. Yeah. I like that. It's great that your family's so close and that you're, because a lot of times kids that age, they grow apart and they don't have a solid relationship. So it's nice to see that they're all still tight and best friends and hang out.
Yeah,
together.
No, I, you know, first of all, we always spend each other's birthdays together. And then, she invited friends, and then also her one cousin came. Cause she's really close to, like, they're all really close on Joe's side. There's 11 girls. Remember I told you we had 11, mm-hmm. There's 11 girls all together. So yeah, one of her, Simona came, my niece Simona came. So yeah, we had a great fun week and I got her a beautiful heart shaped cake, and guess what she wanted written on it?
Love, love, love.
No, the bitch since 06. Yes. So Palermo's Bakery made the cake. It was absolutely delicious. And it was a gold cake. Did you see? Oh, I'm going to post it on my Instagram. Did you see it on my stories?
I did see it on your stories. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wasn't it a cool cake?
Yeah. It was very, I'm sure it was delicious.
I'm going to ask her. I'm going to post it on my actual, we took pictures with the cake. So
the I'm bitch gonna, since 06. That's
fantastic. Yeah. So wait, they forgot the T and bitch. So like Melania was like, oh my God, they smell bitch right now. But maybe they didn't put the T just because, right? What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think they did it on purpose. You can't forget
the bish.
Like bish.
Bish.
Yeah, like bish.
It's 06. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like that better now.
Yeah. And she picked it out, of course. That's Melania. Like, see, you know, she Gia got a Capricorn cake. Gia got a heart-shaped cake, but hers said Capricorn, like her sign. And Melania picked the bish since 06.
Of course. Yeah. Of course she did.
Yeah. So that was it. But we had, you know, it was a fun weekend and that was it. Yeah. All good.
She needs to get a t-shirt that says that.
Oh, yes. You're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm going to get her that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe there's other exciting news. She committed to Tampa. She's going to Tampa.
That was on your stories too, right?
Yes.
I saw that. That's huge. University of Tampa.
Say it again.
University of Tampa.
University of Tampa. Yes. So it's so crazy. She went there last week and, you know, to visit. And then the day before her birthday, she got the notice. So she said it was the best birthday gift she got.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. So I'm so happy for her.
That's huge.
She got into a lot of great colleges and, but she wants warm weather. And, so yeah, University of Tampa, that's where she really, that was her number one choice. So I'm so glad she got in.
Is she excited to move away?
Yes. Yes, she is. She is. She's like, I can't wait. I'm like,
kind of ironic is that when I graduated high school, I had a scholarship to play baseball for the University of Tampa.
Oh, wow.
I ended up not going. I ended up getting into broadcasting and stuff. But yeah, it's a great school. It's a great part of town. It's a great area.
Yeah, I went there with her, and then she went again to, you know, she went to go see it again. And she was like, yeah, mommy, this is definitely the school. So I'm glad, you know, I'm glad it all worked out. Cause you know, of course, when your kid's happy, you're happy. Right.
Oh my gosh. That's so right.
I always say that. That's like, I always say that, you know,
that's all you want.
If your kids are good, you're good. If your kids are not good, then you're not good.
That is so right. All right. Here's another question from Bri_Fabby. When is the cooking channel coming back? Obsessed with all the recipes.
Okay. I know. Well, put it out there. I mean, I hope I end up getting like to be a judge on a cooking show like that. You know, I did that to put that out there also. And listen, I'm glad I got the, you know, right now I'm going to take a break from the cooking stuff. I might just do it in myself and like just video it myself. I mean, it's really expensive to do it the way I've been doing it. Like so expensive. Like people probably wouldn't even believe it. I mean, I get like a whole crew that comes in, like 10 people come in my house. It's like high tech.
It looks like it. I mean, it looks like a television show.
Yeah. It's really amazing. So listen, I did it now. It's out there. And, so at least people know, I'm like trying to say like, hello, you know, cast me on a show to be a judge or something, or I would love, you know, to not right now because I still have Adriana. She's still, but even like traveling and to different cities and
Yes. And that was it last week. I think you posted something on your story and I sent you a screenshot of it. Whatever.
Oh yeah, the cavatelli and broccoli with
my gosh.
With the spicy sausage. My kids loved it. I haven't made that in so long.
It looks so
good.
And
I made it and my kids were like, "Mommy, this is so good." And you know, when you cook for your kids and they say that, like it feels so good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, so what it's spicy sausage?
Yeah, spicy sausage and then cavatelli and broccoli. And okay. Then so you put olive oil. It's very easy. Boil it and then you put saute it with olive oil, garlic, a lot of garlic, olive oil, garlic, salt and pepper.
Okay.
That's it. A little parsley. Delicious.
I was going to wait because I want to make that. And I wanted to talk to you first exactly how to make it.
Okay. Yeah. It's so easy. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So Epic Moonchild.
When you saute the sausage, all that juice, pour it on there too.
Oh, you know? So don't drain it. Don't throw anything away.
Oh, and this is what I did. I took the sausage out of the casing and like pulled it all apart.
Okay.
And then when you cook it, so all that juice just poured on top of the cavatelli and broccoli.
sounds so good. Can't wait. Got it. Okay. So when can we expect a new season of Jersey from Epic Moonchild? Soon, right?
You know, yes. I really can't. Tell you the truth, I don't know the exact date. But it's coming soon. Yeah. So I would say, you know, springtime. So yeah.
It's on the way.
Yeah. So it's coming. I know it. Tell you the truth, it's taken a while. I mean, last time it came on and usually comes on in February. Yeah. I guess there's other shows and it got pushed back now. So yeah.
But it's coming. So, it's coming.
Yeah. It's definitely coming. So
From Eek Michelle VerizonNet, she says, when are you going to stop blaming everyone else for everything that happens to you? Oh,
okay.
Well, there you go.
Okay. First of all, I don't blame everyone things, you know, stop blaming for everyone else for everything that happens to me. So I don't blame everyone else that things that happen to me.
I've heard you take accountability on almost everything. Like you've.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing, I'm not a criminal. I walk with my head up high with that. I did not commit a crime. So that, and if I have to blame someone, I guess I would blame my husband and he took full accountability for it. The only thing, yeah, because he told me to, you know, listen, and I know he wasn't doing anything wrong. Like to me personally, like I bought two homes and that's what I'm, people don't understand back in the day when this was happening, banks were giving out loans like it was water mm-hmm. because they would get a commission on it. Meanwhile, then 10 years later, then the government started cracking down and like, yeah, if they want to get you, they'll get you. That's the thing. And with Joe, he filed business taxes, but never filed personal. And that was his biggest mistake because that's why they came knocking on our door because he didn't file personal taxes. If he would have filed personal, but again, that could be a misdemeanor because if you just pay them, you don't have to go to jail. But because we were on TV, they make an example out of you. And same thing with Mike, the situation, like when, because same thing, what happened to him? Like when you're on TV, it's like, you got to take the good with the bad. Like if you're on TV, like some Joe Schmo won't go to jail, but Teresa Giudice will go to jail because she's on TV.
Right. So they want to make an example out of you guys. Exactly. That was a fascinating part of that interview with the situation when you guys had both had that same opinion and it's the truth.
Well, it is the truth. Cause then I said to him too, why'd you even use my lawyer? If you saw what happened to me, why would you use my lawyer?
Yeah. Which is really,
I definitely would not have used my lawyer. you know, and that's, you know, it is what it is. And I walk with my head up high and say it because I know, like I did my time. I already did it. So it's not like I took accountability. I did it with my head up high. Cause I know I didn't commit a crime, but I went to jail because I was in the public eye because I'm on TV. So they wanted to make an example out of me. Cause even my ex-husband at the time was like, oh my God, they want you more than me. And you didn't even do anything.
Right.
And I was like, I know. I'm like, and I thought it was a joke, but then it ended up not being a joke. Cause when you know, when you believe that, when you know, you didn't do anything And then to get punished for something that you didn't do is, it's such a, like a stat, like a, like stab in your heart. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, what, you know?
And well, and I think when somebody's telling you the facts about something and the, and what happened, that's not excuses. It's still, if you're telling the story and it was not your fault and you had nothing, you didn't do it, it's not an excuse. It's just the facts. It's what happened.
No. And that is the facts. I mean, if they ask Joe, my ex, he'll say the same thing, you know? Right. And it is what it is. So, but you know, so hopefully I clarified your question.
Well, speaking of the situation, did you see the story this week, how he saved his little boy from choking?
You were telling me. I know.
His son was choking on some pasta, and there was in his house. You remember, well, when we recorded with him, he was in his house, and you could see that same angle in this security footage in his house. Oh. It was just him and his wife and his kids at home, and he started choking, and he had to give him, I think, 5 or 6 times the Heimlich maneuver to get him to cough it up, and he did.
Do you know my second daughter, Gabriella, would always choke? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying. It's the worst.
Yes. You don't understand. Like, that is the most terrifying thing to me. She would always choke. And then Joe ended up becoming so quick and so good with the Heimlich. And he would always give her Heimlich, my poor kid. And you would see the food popping out of her mouth.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was, like, so scary to me. Yeah, like she would always choke Gabrielle. I don't know if she had like a small throat or something. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, that would happen to my second daughter all the time.
So, you know, I don't know if you watch, this is kind of a little bit of not a long story, but you know, on, is it Beverly, not Beverly Hills? What Orange County? What is it, Beverly Hills that's on now? Real Housewives?
Beverly Hills and Miami.
So Beverly
and
Hills,
Potomac.
So Beverly Hills, they're talking about one of the storylines or whatever is.
With the esophagus.
So my wife Beth has that exact condition, and she had to get it. She had to get it. She's on medicine for it now, but had to get it stretched where it was very painful. But exactly a year ago in January 29th, just a few days ago, she was choking while she was driving, and she choked, and she, it was one of those where she couldn't get the food to go up or down, and she could breathe in, but she couldn't breathe out to get the food out. So she started panicking, and she, thank God, she was around in a pretty populated area, stopped, and a guy drove up next to her in like an HVAC van. Yeah. He looked over and saw that she was struggling, and he jumped out of his car and he pulled her out in the middle of the intersection and did the Heimlich maneuver on her. And the food popped up. And what are the odds that he's ex-military? He was a medic in the military. He knew exactly what to do.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it was scary. So that's
Pat, it wasn't her time. Like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, it was not her time.
It wasn't her time.
So, I believe in that so much. Like, because, like, we all, that's another thing we're going to talk about something else. Because, like, it's so sad, something that happened at Gabriella's school, a student, so sad. Anyway, but about the, again, I swear this, something's been happening to me too. I don't know if it was stress or whatever, like while we were filming the show, I was eating too. And the food was not going completely down my throat. And one day I felt like I was choking too. So I stuck my fingers down my throat so it would come back up.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Cause like I couldn't breathe. Like it was not going up. I think that's what I did. I think, cause nobody helped me. I was by myself.
Oh my God. And that's terrifying.
I was by myself in the kitchen. Yeah. And I was like, what the hell is that? Like, I don't know if I was definitely.
Do you like dry, take a swallow something and it was like dry? You didn't have any water with you or didn't take?
I don't know. Yeah. I can't remember. That's, you know, but after that it was like scare me. So I make sure I chew my food really good, you know, and it's like, yeah, I don't know if it was like,
oh my gosh,
like something I was going through. Yeah.
Beth finished, she was choking on a French fry and she from one of a local restaurants here, and she finished eating them when she got home. I would have thrown them away. I'm like,
yes.
Yeah,
oh my.
No thanks. No thanks.
So anyway, a student from Gabriella's school, so sad, senior, passed away, like skiing. That's why this happened the week before we went skiing, and I was like terrified. She collided into a tree. Yeah, and she was pronounced dead like I think a half hour later.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Yeah, I know. I keep getting, I got the chills. Yeah, because like Gabriela said, they had like, you know, it was like, you know, they had all served, like, you know, everybody was like not going out or anything, paying respect to her, like all the sororities, everything. Yeah. And she was going to, this was her year to graduate. She was a senior. So, so sad.
Losing a friend at that age is so impactful in your life. As a child, if you lose a friend or someone your age, because it's
I know.
Yeah, you can't even really grasp.
And that's why I was like, that's so sad. Like she's about to graduate, and then that's the way she. So that's why I'm saying, I always believe like we all have our day. You know, the way we're supposed. Like unfortunately, like that was like. Yeah. Do you believe that was the way she was supposed to pass away?
From the day that you're born, I believe you have an exit plan. Like God knows what's going to happen to you. I do agree with that.
And it's sad. I mean, it's like. You know, some people die in their sleep. Like, I wish I think everybody would want to do that, you know, but like, yeah, people die from car accidents. They look for this freak accident with her skiing. Like, so sad. My prayers go out to her family. Like, so sad. Oh my God. Yeah. I was still been thinking about it. You know, it's like, and look, I don't even know this person, but it's, you know, it's so sad. It's just sad. I feel for the family, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Same. It's awful. Okay. Let's go to. It's Helloder number underscore three. Would you consider doing a spinoff show with just you or your friends and family?
Yes, I guess if it was, you know, if we liked the way it sounded and everything, yes. Yes, I would.
A travel show that revolved around food would be pretty good.
Yes, that would be good too. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. This is from Prithalem. I think. What are your Valentine's Day plans? What are you and Louie doing?
Well, I surprised Louie and we're going to Miami.
Oh,
for
fun.
The weekend. Yeah. So we're leaving. Valentine's is on a Wednesday. So we're going to leave that weekend. So we're going for the weekend. Yeah.
That's a pretty good surprise. I was just going to ask you who the better Valentine's Day present buyer is, you or Louie, but that's a pretty damn good present.
Yeah. I mean, like, he always gets me amazing gifts. So, we both give each other good gifts, I would say. But he always like my 50th was amazing. Like, his 50th is coming up. So I have to plan something.
What are you going
to
do?
I want to take him to Dubai.
Have you guys ever been to Dubai? Has he ever been to Dubai?
I've been to Dubai. I stopped in Dubai on my way to Bali. He's never been. So I think I'm going to take him to Dubai for his 50th. Yeah.
When is his birthday?
April.
Would you be a surprise for him or would you guys?
I already told him because I told him I want to invite a few couples, whoever wants to come. And he said, okay. So I had to tell him because, you know, for work and everything. So
yeah. Yeah. True.
So we have to get the dates down, you know, so I have to I just want to go over with him, you know?
Yeah. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Yeah.
Would you be happy if there was like a surprise, he was going to surprise you with a trip and you just got home. He's like, okay, pack a bag. We're leaving. And you don't know where, like, would you want to know, or would you like being surprised by a trip?
I guess I would like to be surprised by a trip, but then I just have to pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We travel so much. Yeah. Like we travel, like I didn't travel that much with my ex. We used to always take our kids with us. I think I went on one trip with my ex. We went to St. Bart's couples, but really Louie and I travel so much. Like I love it.
It's hard to travel when you have young children like that though.
It's
like,
true, but you know, you can make time. Like you could go I never wanted to leave my kids. We were that kind of parents, but I think it's important to go on couples trips to go away with your husband or your wife. I think it's good to get, you know, even a weekend getaway. I think it's great, you know?
Yeah. I agree with you. Very important in a relationship.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for that question. This next one. It's Briah, baby. Teresa, do you miss the old Jersey before your family came on? Hashtag I do.
Oh, yes. Cause I would never have done a show with my family. Like it just happened. Like if I had a choice, I would have never done that. Because, I'd rather, my sister-in-law, I'd rather Melissa have told me she was coming on and we should have showed America what a real like a Italian family that gets along, mm-hmm. not that fights. Like, who wants to, like, that what happened to us is really disgraceful. You know, it is. So I would have wanted to show America how a beautiful Italian family, like, you know, is the way they should be. That's mm-hmm. the way I would have wanted to show America, not what we did. What we did is disgraceful, you know? Like, what we did, really, no one else does that. Like, there's no other reality show out there that you've seen a family get destroyed.
That's true. Well, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
And I sad. Mean,
it is. It's just this sad, disgraceful. And when I started New Jersey Housewives, it was about, you know, Dina, Jacqueline, and Caroline. They were the family. It was all about them. And I saw already just by them, it was causing problems. I would never do a show with my family. Like, I even said it to myself, and then look what happens.
If you had it to do all over again, would you still go on the show, or would you say no? Like, if you knew how it was going to end up?
Well, it came to me. I'm the one that started it. So, and then I had a family, you know, families. Then my family's the one that did it behind my back. So, you know, I'm the one that started it, really. Yeah, I mean, if I had to do it again, I mean, listen, I don't like to even talk about that because it's done now. Mm-hmm. You know, it is what it is. Say it again.
Not productive to talk
about. Yeah. And like, that's the thing. It's like, shoulda, woulda, coulda. No, you know, but I mean, and that's another thing. I say the truth. Like, I'm not lying. Like, that's exactly how it went down, you know, and it's sad, but I'm totally fine with it. And, and that's the problem. Like, I'm, like, cause it's been a long time that I had to deal with this, like, over 10 years. So now it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, it is. All right. Well, thanks for that question. Shady side of reality. What are three things on your bucket list?
Three things on my bucket list. Just travel. I love traveling with Louie. We have so much fun. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't really.
Is there a place that you haven't been yet that you still want to go to?
I'm going to go to Dubai. I mean, I was only there for a day, so I can't wait to spend more time there. I mean, we're going to go to Spain. I want to go to Spain this summer for our 2-year anniversary. So we want to do that. I really don't have a bucket list. But I mean, you could say that. Dubai, Spain, and what's another place? I'm trying to think. I like warm weather. So anywhere that there's
anywhere
a beach.
Warm.
Yes.
Anywhere warm. Okay.
Anywhere warm and there's a beach. Yeah.
Okay. Let's grab a couple more here. This is from Shannon 88. I'm about to get married. What's the hardest part about being a wife, and what's the best part of being a wife? Great question.
Hardest part about being a wife. The hardest part? I don't know. I don't feel like being a, I guess.
I think if you're married to the right person, it's not difficult.
It's not hard. Yeah. If you're married to the right person, like, first of all, like with Louis, it's so amazing. Cause like, he does everything with me, which I love that. Like we do everything together. So it's so easy. And like, we cook together, we do everything together. Yeah. So like, it's fun with him. With Joe, it was hard because I did everything on my own. That's all I knew. So I didn't think it was, I just did it.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, and I should have I just did it because that's how my mom was. So that's what I did. So I guess it depends who you marry. And I would lay down the law from day one of how you would want it to be. And I like doing things with my husband. Like, I love doing things with Louie, and that's what we do, everything together. And the best part. Yeah. I mean, that when you're appreciated from your husband, mm-hmm. and like, in it's, you guys like adore each other. Yeah. Like, my ex Joe never appreciated me. Like, and I know he loved me, but it was just different, you know? Yeah.
And I'm sure Louie feels the same way. It feels that way, being appreciated back.
Yes.
Men.
Yeah. And like, you got to appreciate each other. Like,
yeah.
Make sure, like, don't just make one person do it. Like, you got to make sure both of you do it to each other.
Yep, exactly. All right, let's grab one more here.
And like always tell each other you love each other and write little notes and words of affirmation to each, you know, all that.
If you're making other people that aren't in your relationship want to puke, then you're doing the right thing. Because if you're being so gross and lovey-lovey, that means you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is from Sean _ VC Pets. Are you and Louie double dating with Jackie and Evan soon?
Yes. You know what? I definitely want to do that. Because I went out with Jackie to go to the Madonna concert. We had so much fun. So Jackie Goldschneider invited Jennifer, Jen Fessler, and myself to the Madonna concert. We had so much fun. So yeah, I definitely want to go out with Jackie and Evan. This is the thing. Wintertime, I hate to go out. I hibernate. Mm-hmm. I do not like to go out in the wintertime. I don't feel like getting dressed. Like, I just hate the cold. So I'm definitely going to thank you. I'm going to text Jackie. I'm going to say, we got to put something on the books. I want to go out with them. So cool. soon, definitely.
Well,
I'll make sure I post it when we go out.
Yeah, I do. Well, that was fun. Thank you guys for all of your questions. We haven't done a straight up fan question episode in forever.
Yeah, I know. And like, I mean, we got to get fans back on also, mm-hmm. You know,
we got to get Melissa back on first.
I know. I know. So hopefully this is great to do. God forbid she ever gets sick again. Like, I hope she doesn't, but like, this is a great thing to do to answer, you know, fans' questions. Cause you know, a lot of them have questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So you can make sure you follow Namaste Bitches Pod on Instagram and Teresa.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram, Teresa Judice.
I'm Pat as a Boy on Instagram. If you want to follow me for what I don't do anything. Yeah. The cats is all I do.
And so our merchandise. Look, I have the hat on today. I have the sweatshirt on.
Oh, you are merched up.
And I have.
And your sweat. You're like you look like a NASCAR.
Yes. I have it all on today. Yeah.
How do you like your beanie, your skull cap?
Oh, I haven't worn that yet. I like it. It's in the car.
Okay, good.
So, yeah. So I love my, I posted a picture of it. That's right. On my Instagram. So I'm going to, I'll wear that next week. I love my beanie. Yeah. I love it. And so today, you know what I got done today? I went to the vein doctor.
The vein?
If you have any veins on your legs.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I got all injected with that. And, that was it. I have compression socks now. So then my legs will look good for the summer.
Oh, nice. You always do that every year around this time?
I mean, I've been doing the past few years because I guess it's hereditary. Like my grandma had it, like, you know, had some varicose veins, mm-hmm. like my dad's mom. And so I didn't go last year. So it's been 2 years since I've been there. So it was nice to see him. Like, yeah, he's such a nice doctor. So yeah, it's Dr. Geuder, I think.
Okay.
I posted on my story. He's in Oradell, New Jersey. If anyone's looking for a vein doctor, he was amazing. Yeah.
It's fun.
His name's James. I call him James. Yeah.
James?
Yeah. James Geuder. How do you say it? Geuder.
Geuder, probably.
Geuder. Yeah. Yeah. So Dr. Geuder. Yeah. He's amazing. He's in Oradell, New Jersey. If anyone's looking for a vein doctor.
It's fun time of year when you start doing things, getting ready for spring.
Yeah. So I did that today. And that was good. Yeah. I worked out this morning, got an awesome trainer, Kelly. She's great. And that's it. Like, but like it's hibernating. It's cold. I mean, I have to say it's like in the 40s here, not that bad. So,
but still I'm over it. Let's get to spring.
Wait, Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day. That's Melania's birthday. February 2nd was. Do you know if they saw the shadow? Yes or no?
It's going to be a shorter winter. Spring's going to get here sooner. I don't know if I don't remember.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember. I don't know if it's see shadow or not see the shadow, but I know that spring's coming sooner.
Okay. So spring's coming. Yes.
Spring is coming.
Well, cause that day here was so rainy. So I was like, I don't know cause I don't get it. Like I always forget. Like, do you see?
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the shadow.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want to cheer for. Shadow or no shadow.
So spring is coming. All right. Yes, I like that. I like the sound of that.
All right. Well, thanks for letting me sit in here.
Wait, did we do podcasts since I was on Jimmy Fallon?
No.
Oh my God. I was Fallon.
Yeah, no, we haven't. That's
All right. Did you see that?
Yes. With Dwayne Wade.
Yes. Dwayne Wade was sweetheart. Oh my God. He was such a sweetheart. And Jimmy Fallon was amazing. I was on Jimmy Fallon when I did Celebrity Apprentice, like, so way like back, like I would say 10 years ago, like, yeah, yeah. A long time ago. So I was on Jimmy Fallon before. I want to try to find the clip, like what I did when I was on there, because it was for Celebrity Apprentice. And I think I was there with, you know, Mr. Trump. Mm-hmm. And like we all went on, and Dee Schneider, he was there too. I forgot if it was the whole cast. I can't remember, but we were on Jimmy Fallon for that. But anyway, I ended up seeing, you know, talking to Jimmy Fallon before the show started. And he's so sweet. And guess what he said to me?
What?
He's like, I love watching your cooking channel.
Oh, no way. That's
yes,
cool.
On YouTube. So he's like, I love when you cook with your daughters. And that's he said awesome. That. I was like, ah, yeah, he was such a sweetheart.
He seems like such a very nice guy.
Such a nice guy. Such, you know, it looks, you know, he looks very, you know, looks great in person. He's, you know, very handsome. He looks great. And he's so funny. Yeah. So it was an honor to be on his show. It was really fun.
Right. Yeah. That's, I forgot. We haven't had an
episode. Yeah. So I did that the night before I was leaving for Miami, and I'm like, oh my God. So I was like, yeah, you know, I was like, yeah. Cause it just happened. So that's how, you know, I unfortunately this business works. Sometimes they call you last second. And I was like, oh my God. Okay.
Right. And so you do whatever you can do to get on Jimmy Fallon. Like,
yeah. So I'm glad I was able to make it the night before I left for Miami. So it was perfect.
Cool. Yeah. Well, then if we'll find, let's find that clip of you, Jimmy, on Jimmy from a long time ago, if you want.
Yeah, try to find it, Pat, for me. Like I was on with Celebrity Apprentice. I think I was on there with, you know, Donald Trump, and I was there with Dee Schneider, and I can't remember who else. But yeah, see if you can find it.
I'll send it to you, and you can post it.
Yeah. All right. That'll be fun. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if people are gonna like it with Mr. Trump, but it's okay.
They want to see you on it. They don't care about that.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Trish. I appreciate love you.
I mean, maybe take that part out. All right. So Pat, try, you know, find that clip. Okay.
I will.
You're fine. All right.
All right, do your little wrap-up thingy, because I don't know how to throw it to you because I'm not Melissa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we said it. We follow us on Instagram, and just want to say love, love, love you guys, and tune in next week for another episode of Namaste Bitches.
Bye.
I knew it. Another Herdat Media production.